But thank God, in through the outdoor.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Martin.
Now, look at the wind blew in. Stephen, how are you?
How are you? You
I'm
good?
I'm all right. I'm nearly at the end of February. It's ridiculous.
I know, it's flying.
It's ridiculous.
My God, where's these last 2 months gone?
I know. But good to see you. And good to see you looking as well
likewise,
as you do.
My friend.
Now, listen, what have you got for me today? Where are we going?
Middle Eastern banquet. Does that
what?
Sound nice?
A Middle Eastern
what?
Banquet?
He says.
Yeah. Is this your next walking
we're
tour?
We're going to do... God, that's interesting. I want a better
oh, yeah, down. Yeah, here you go, thanks. Middle Eastern banquet. Why Middle Eastern?
Well, this is a spiced chicken. It's with couscous pomegranate, but it's the marinade that's really interesting that I want to share with your listeners.
Okay.
We'll talk about the marinade first, because this will work well for pork chops, for bacon chops.
One of my favourites, the pork chop.
Oh, I love it.
Much maligned pork
hard to beat.
Chop.
On the bone or off the bone?
Oh, mother.
Good. I love them. I love a man with passion
oh,
for pork.
Oh, tell you.
So, Marty, we're using an ingredient me and you have mentioned on your show with salmon. It's called sumac.
Sumac.
And what it is, it's a tangy lemon spice. You'll get it in most supermarkets now.
S-U-M-A?
Yes, S-U-M-A M-A-C, sorry.
M-A-C, yeah, sumac.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It, sumac.
You'll get
and
it in where, did you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, you'll get it in Oriental shops, like yeah. Asian shops and supermarkets. Small amount, like the Swartz, like any of them.
Yeah.
So they will. So it's like a lemon. It's they use it a lot, kind of like in Mediterranean, Middle Eastern cooking.
Is it a sauce as opposed to...
No, it's like a little kind of a yellow kind of... I wish I bought it to you now. Kind of like a grain, so it is.
Oh.
I use it. I don't use it every week, but I have used it many times in the cookery school.
Right.
And we used it with salmon, and this is really interesting.
And why
because
are you using
citrusy.
This instead of something else?
It gives
flavors.
A lovely tangy, and we're kind of given that lovely,
yes.
kind of like Middle Eastern kind of flavour.
Okay.
To it.
All right.
Okay.
What?
So, garlic, obviously, crushed or grated, two cloves we're using, two large cloves. A little bit of chilli flakes. Now, be careful with the chilli flakes. I have half a teaspoonful because they are hot when they're dried. Just for your listeners, the seeds are in there, so go easy. You can always add more. If you add too much, it's impossible to take
You'll
them out.
Lying on the ground smoking.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, we're going to use 1 tablespoon of tomato paste, and I'm thinking out loud here, if you can't get any of these, you can use harissa paste, which is a pre-made paste, wonderful with turkey, chicken, all those kind of white meats. Absolutely delicious. Now, this is an unusual ingredient. It's probably the first time we've used this or mentioned this on your show. It's a tablespoon of pomegranate molasses. So it's like reduced pomegranate syrup, and it's sweet, it's sour. You'll only get that in the Asian and health food shops.
Okay.
Yeah, so you will.
Pomegranate
definitely.
Molasses.
Yeah.
And can we do this without that?
No, yeah, of course you can.
We can.
Yeah, you can use a little bit of maybe honey or maple syrup.
Right. So
you could.
Okay, that would be our substitute.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be the Irish take.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, so sea salt flakes. So for this, I'm using a whole chicken, which is jointed into pieces, but there's a word that the French use is called spatchcock.
And well, you see, it's easy for you to come in here spouting spatchcock at me. That's because you're Sir Nevin of Black Lion. You can do these things. If I went into a shop and said that, they'd probably call the guards.
Well, you see,
what?
You can buy it in Dunn's.
What is it?
See, you can. It's like a boned out chicken.
Oh.
So it's still whole, but the bone is out.
Mm.
So it's kind of flattened. It's great for a barbecue.
Right.
There's a great producer
You're
in Cavan.
Painting an appalling picture. But
Carton
carry on.
Brothers who do corn fed chicken.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's just boned out, flattened, and it cooks much quicker. So it is.
There you go.
You can also do this with chicken breast.
Okay.
So you can. So you don't have to worry about that. Now we've a little bit of sesame seeds, but that's later on to finish it.
Bye.
So we'll talk about doing the marinade. Mix it over your chicken. In a big container or a bag or even an airtight container in the fridge overnight if you can.
Yeah.
You'll get an amazing flavour. So make up your marinade, do that, or if you want your lovely pork chops, which you love, I say for an hour, but overnight is definitely best covered in cling film. So preheat the oven, gas mark 6, and that's about 200 degrees Celsius. So it's quite a hot oven. All right.
Yes.
You put the chicken in a roasting tin, and then you drizzle with a little bit of olive oil or rapeseed oil, and then a tablespoon, of sesame seeds. I love sesame seeds.
Yeah, me too.
Give great texture, lovely and bread, and really, really delicious. Then you roast it for about maybe 30 to 35 minutes because, okay, it's boned out, and these is 8 pieces, so it's kind of jointed. It's like when you're cutting it like for a casserole.
Okay.
You can use drumsticks, you can use chicken thighs, so you mix it up whatever kind of way you want to do this for the chicken. It's the marinade which is the key, to be truthful with you. It should be lovely and golden brown and crispy, so it should the skin and the flavour from the marinade should be incredible. Absolutely incredible.
That sounds wonderful.
We're going to serve this with couscous. Are you a fan of couscous?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I really do.
I mean, it's like a lot of things. In a way, it's an acquired taste because it's, you know, it's and it's new enough to us, if you like.
Yeah, and you need to get flavour in there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So This one here just says boiling water, but my suggestion is this, is to throw in a vegetable stock cube. So 6 ounces of couscous, 12 ounces, so it's double the amount of water to couscous.
Okay.
Or you can use stock, and a good stock cube we've mentioned is called Callow, and it's the organic one. And then a little bit of olive oil. But like at home, I put toasted flaked almonds, I put loads of herbs into that, so you get lots of flavour into the couscous.
Okay.
And it's delicious. And you can eat this cold. See this here, we're serving warm.
Yeah.
You can have this if you've leftovers for your lunch. It's delicious,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It is. So Marty, chicken is cooked, make up the couscous. It takes it probably about maybe 5-10 minutes to make the couscous. So once the water or your stock is boiling, cover it with cling film, fluff it up, stir it with a fork and cover it with cling film, and then fluff it up again with a fork. Salt, oil, and that's it.
And that's it.
Then divided them on the plates. Pomegranate seeds, that's optional. Do you know something? Someone told me a good tip about pomegranate. You can open out the seeds, throw them in a wee bag and freeze them.
Really?
Yeah, they freeze perfect, yeah.
Good Lord.
So they do. So that's very nice.
That's
very, yeah.
That's lovely. I love that.
That's very fresh.
And sumac, just to remind people again, that tangy lemon job.
I love the way you say that.
Sumac.
S-U-M-A-C.
Bring me my sumac.
Lovely over salmon. I've done it with a couple of recipes with salmon, and it's quite interesting.
That's quite interesting.
I've another quick one for you.
Oh yeah,
and it's
are we
mango,
still saying in the Middle East?
Yes,
okay.
It's mango yogurt with stem ginger snaps. That's a bit of a tongue twister.
By golly, you didn't get much of that in Black Lion when you were 4 years away.
Must be joking.
I'll have the mango yogurt, please, with the stem ginger snap. You will have a packet of crisps to go home.
You will.
Ah, Jiminy, that's something else. This is all right. Well, let's see how this goes.
So this is.
Can we get all the ingredients? We can.
Well, so there's kind of two recipes in this when I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
So it's a stem ginger snaps, which is like a little biscuit. I'll talk about them in a minute.
They're like the things that Jacobs used to make, or still do, probably.
Well, they're different, but they're homemade.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So this will serve two ripe mangoes, okay? You can peel them. There's a big flat stone in the middle. Make sure they're ripe. Now the vegetable shops and supermarkets are really clever. There's a sticker on them, "Eat me, I'm ripe." And that's what you want. You don't want it underripe, no matter what.
That's right.
So you peel that, you blend it, one lime, and then what you do then is it's kind of layered. So you have your mango puree, for the want of a better word, at the bottom of a glass or a bowl.
Yes.
And then what you do is mix the Greek-style yogurt with your cream. You mix it together, and then you put that on top. So it's kind of like a very healthy dessert, to be honest with you.
Sure.
You have your fruit, you have your yogurt. Okay, a little bit of cream, but there we go. You know yourself.
Entitled.
A little bit. But it's the biscuits that I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
So this is a really, really quick, easy recipe.
Right.
2 ounces of butter, a tablespoon of golden syrup, 1 tablespoon of caster sugar, or you can use the muscovado that we were talking about last week. I love the way you say that.
Yes.
3 ounces of self-raising flour. And then this is really important. We have two types of ginger. So the first one is half a teaspoonful of ground ginger. And then the second one is crystallized ginger. Now this will keep for months and months and months, the crystallized ginger, because it's in a syrup. So you'll get that in specialized food stores. If you can't get the stem ginger, don't worry. Ground ginger is gorgeous. Really, really lovely. I remember whenever I was feeling poorly with a sick stomach, my mum would heat milk and she'd put in some ground ginger into it. And it's a lovely wee tip
for
kids.
Yeah,
apparently
it's really good.
Just very good for your stomach, so it is.
Yeah.
So, Marty, you mix all this together, and then with your biscuits, you bake them in a preheated oven at 180. So what you do is you mix up, do little cookies, like about a large teaspoonful, and they'll spread out.
Lovely.
And they'll be lovely and crispy. There'll be like a little lattice, kind of like a little tweel. That's the proper word for it.
Gorgeous.
And then what you do is you just simply bake them for about 10 to 12 minutes until they're cooked through and they're golden brown. You can sprinkle some nuts on them. You can sprinkle pistachio nuts. You can do lots of different things with them. They'll keep in an airtight container, so they will for up to a week. But trust me, when they come out of the oven, you'll be waffing them down. They're good.
Are you serious?
Oh, they're lovely.
That sounds wonderful.
It's nice and tasty.
Yeah,
sauce.
Mango yogurt with stem ginger snaps. I remember having ginger snaps. We used to call them ginger snaps. They were just ginger nut. They were ginger nut biscuits.
Ginger nut.
Do you remember them?
We've all had them, of course.
Yeah. I could do about 3 or 4 of them in one sitting.
Oh, me too. Three or four packs or 3 of our...
No.
Sorry, okay.
Steady now. Biscuits, but they're so easy. Anyway, this sounds lovely. Mango yogurt with stem ginger snaps. And there's very little unhealthiness in this.
Well, it's very good.
That's right.
And it's a great one, again, for your kids to make their own wee cookies.
Yeah, which is,
nicer.
As you've always said, a great thing because they get such a kick.
Exactly.
Also, the spiced chicken with couscous and pomegranate. Again, reminder, the recipes are there on our webpage, Marty in the Morning. You'll find all Nevin's recipes and these ones added in as well. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Well done, you. You're heading off now, are you?
And next week, we'll be talking about pancakes, my man.
God, love us.
I know.
I'm thinking of the Middle East. Should we play something kind of Middle Eastern? I suppose we should. From your large collection of Middle Eastern music. Let's see if we can find here.
I'd say you have plenty of it anyway.
Oh, sure. There's no end to the stuff we have here. You leave it to me. For example, here it comes.
from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam.